All right, we are recording. This is the Board of Directors of the Derby Public Library meeting. This is Wednesday, April 21st at 6:32 p.m.
Okay, everybody stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Barbie, roll call, please.
Yeah, hold on. You said 32, huh?
6:32, my friend.
Okay. Nicole Signoli. Here. Dorothy Gleason.
Here.
Joanne Ciccarelli.
Here.
Ann Stanky.
Here.
Barbara Berry here. Jerry Fallon.
Here.
Dan Foley.
Here.
Donna Doherty.
Here.
Carol Sarmiento.
Here. Here.
Norm Mittendorf.
Here.
Okie dokie.
Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda? If not, may I have a motion to accept it as is?
Joanna, move.
All right, second.
And
second. Who's Thank second? You, ladies, for saying your names.
It's easier.
Public portion. Anybody here from the public portion?
Nope.
Okay, nope. Public portion is closed. March 17th minutes. May I have a meeting? A motion to accept the minutes as written.
I'll motion. Carol.
Thank you, Carol.
Second.
Joanne.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so moved. Okay, all business. Anniversary planning.
Yes, I had sent out from my notes, I had invited next Tuesday at 6:30, those who had volunteered to come to be part of the committee. I did some research myself in the committee and I can talk about it. Who did I invite? Hold on a second. You would have gotten an email invitation from me and I invited Donna, Carol, Joanne, and Ann Stanky.
Right.
And if that could be enough. That's like a good core. If anyone wants to pop in and out, that's fine. But I think that's all that I heard had wanted to be part of it. Anybody else that I missed?
Okay. I'll pop in every once in a while.
Okay. So the core will meet by Zoom. They have their invitation. I did not make it like every month because I figured let's get kicked off first and then we can talk about some ideas, what we're looking at. And I did some research myself about how other libraries have done anniversary celebrations, so we can the subcommittee can share that. And then what I hope, maybe we'll just noodle a little bit of it round on Monday, on that Tuesday, next Tuesday, and then come back to the board in May with a better idea of what we think we want. We'll see how it works.
Sounds good.
Very good.
Okay.
All right. Anybody have any comments, suggestions on that? Or just want to wait to the meeting on Tuesday and then let them tell us what's happening?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Scholarship. Did everybody read the scholarships?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, all right. I'm just going to go with, okay, number one. Anybody vote for number one? Number two.
And I'm looking down, so could you just yell out your name if you do vote?
Okay. Number three. Number four. Doing well here. Number five. Number six.
I have Carol. Number six.
Okay, wait. I hear Carol.
Carol.
Joanne. I mean, Jerry.
Yes.
Donna.
Donna.
Joanne.
Uh-huh.
That's okay. Is that the fantasy one?
Town's a fairy tale, or every town's fairy tale, correct.
Okay.
All right. You got Carol, Joanne, Donna.
Jerry.
And myself, if all need
right.
be.
Okay.
Number seven.
You're right there. I voted number seven, Norm.
Norm and
Ann. Ann was number six?
No, number seven.
That's number six that has it then. Do we? Does anybody? Well, let's go through. Number seven, Norm. Number eight.
Wait a minute. Don't go too far, Miss. Wait a second, Miss Dorothy. I didn't get it. I hear Norm for seven?
Right.
Yep.
And Ann.
Barbara.
That's what I thought. And Barbara for seven?
Yes.
Ann for seven.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
Norm, Ann, and Barbie for seven.
Correct.
Yes.
Number eight. Number nine. Number 10. All right, so number six was Carol, Joanne, Donna, Jerry, and myself, correct?
Correct.
Right. That was one, two, three, four, five. Number seven had three. So I assume number six is it then.
Number six is it.
What, Dan?
I didn't read them. I apologize. So I didn't vote.
Okay.
Oh, one abstention.
You're excused.
Thank you.
All right. Does everybody agree then? The number six, the one with the fairy tale?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And the winner, and the winner is Sky, S-K-Y. Cummings, C-U-M-M-I-N-G-S. And what I'll do is I'll reach out to Sky and send them a note and invite them to your May meeting. Get that check ready, get all the information and work on that so that you can present that and have them be part of it and their family be part of the meeting in May.
Is Sky, I hate to ask this, is Sky a male or a female?
I really don't know. I don't remember.
I know that name for both genders. That's why I was asking.
Yeah.
Does anybody
there
know
were
the
so
person?
Many there were, and I think it was exciting. We had so many different takes on the theme and mm-hmm. so many other things. Yes.
What, Donna? Well,
I don't have my volume. I can't hear you.
All right. Okay. I'm going to
Nicole's working on it.
Dorothy, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Dan.
Is she from Derby?
Don't remember either.
Because do you want to have it presented at one of the ceremonies?
When we find out if she's from Derby, yeah.
Okay, just let me know and I'll run it past the principal.
Oh, Donna. That was Donna.
Okay.
All right, so we'll wait for Donna.
All right, let me find out. It's funny, they come in and I'm like, oh, okay. And you know, sometimes like it, because it's by email and they don't hand it in, I don't know.
I can't get everybody in.
I can't either.
I can get four.
Right. I have the same thing.
I wonder why.
I'm on my phone. I can only get one of you.
I've got it says host disabled participant screen sharing.
When I do that, all I can get is everybody's name. I don't get photos.
Well, I'm going to have to get back to you as to who Sky is and what school. I'll ask her that, what all school right. she goes to.
Okay. How are we doing with Donna? Is Donna coming back on?
Not yet.
Okay.
No, she hasn't come back in yet. Right, and I actually did that myself today on another Zoom. When that pop-up set comes in and it says, oh, do you want to join using the laptop or the audio of the machine you're using? I forgot to hit it, the big blue button that says, do you want to do that? And so they couldn't hear me. And I'm like, well, that won't work. I had her come out and come back in. So there she comes. I did that myself.
Okay. Hi, Donna. Oh, connecting.
There she is.
Is she muted?
Yes, it says so.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome back. All right. We got the, did you hear the results then of the essays?
Yes. Yes, okay, I'm set.
Okay, so all set from that. Okay. New business. Nicole?
There's a lot of things. There's a lot of things going on in my life.
Just a few.
The first thing I wanted to do is in my report, the first item is correspondence and media coverage about board meetings. I had a motion to schedule the Zoom meetings through June. I think the last one I scheduled was May. I think I've done them all the way through June. Yeah, I scheduled the last one June 16th. I didn't know if you wanted to meet over the summer, if you wanted to take this summer off because we've had enough of COVID. And then I am not offering outside groups meetings. I don't have any place for us to meet yet because I have to get rid of all the furniture that's in the meeting room.
All right, so we'll do a Zoom meeting through June, and then we'll do as we've done in the past, nothing in July and August unless there's something urgent. Is that okay with everyone?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay. And then do you want me to schedule a Zoom for September, October, November, or what do you think?
Let's schedule a Zoom for then, because we don't know what your situation is going to be with furniture and everything else and where we can meet. So that'll give you time to, you know, to go over things and reevaluate everything. And is that okay with everyone?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
I think you have to do it in a real motion.
Yes, I need a motion. Well, do we need the motion?
What I'm going to do is the motion is that we're going to take July and August of 2021 off as meetings, that Nicole will go ahead and schedule recurring Zoom meetings for September, October, November, and December of 2021, pending being able to rejoin each other here in the library in person.
All right, but we're all set for June 16th as a Zoom meeting too. Right?
Correct.
Okay, all right. So does anybody want to do that motion?
Yeah, I'll do that because I wrote it up.
Okay, Barbie, second?
I'll second it, Ann.
Ann, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay, so July and August are off unless there's something urgent. And then we'll plan on Zoom for September, October, and November, depending upon the situation with the library. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of things that have to be repositioned, furniture, computers, everything else. Mm. All right. Okay, scholarship vote we did. Go ahead.
COVID-19 update on the next step. Initially I was going to do it on May 22nd, but based on the executive orders that came through two days ago, from the governor, we're going to try to open without appointments on Monday the 17th. That will be only the main level. We may bring down a couple pieces of furniture to have for a maximum of 12 people on this floor. No restrooms, no fountains, but having Monday, we actually had about 10 people on the floor and it felt busy. It felt good.
Okay.
And you know, we had people browsing. We had staff on the floor, and that includes staff. We had staff here. We had all the computers busy. So 10 or 12 is about what we'll do. They'll only be for 1 hour. The computers will still be just for 1 hour. The browsing for 1 hour. And I'm thinking of putting out chairs for the public if they need to do any kind of studying or anything like that for an hour. Everything's going to be an hour. And then we're thinking maybe if everything stays in good stead with vaccinations and the rates go down in infection, that maybe by July 4th, we will have maybe the children's room by appointment.
Okay.
And maybe bathrooms and water fountains.
By appointment?
Maybe. And then by that time, by September, maybe by the time school starts again, we'll have a meeting. I don't
know. Okay.
Everybody's up in the air.
Okay.
Because it's hard to tell.
It's understandable. We'll have to take it day by day. That's all.
Yeah.
What is available on the first floor?
First floor would be computers, which is really what people are looking for. Faxing, copying. We have the audiobooks are available. We are bringing the fiction. We're basically bringing new fiction down so people can see it.
Okay.
The DVDs and nonfiction. If you have not made an appointment, please come in and see what it looks like. We also are doing, I guess you could say, a passive programming. You can either do this online or they're already packaged in the building. We're doing book bundles. So we had two today, this evening, one for fantasy and one for romance. So what we do is we scurry around trying to find either some new, some old, some favorites. And then we put a bundle together and we check that out to the person. So they have a set of stuff to go.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nicole, you've been doing an awesome job coordinating everything and introducing lots of creative ways and everything. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And it looks beautiful, Nicole. The people who haven't gotten here yet should get in to see it.
Thank you. I will tell you, they did a lot of hard work. Let me tell you, the staff cleaning and moving.
It shows. It looks great.
Yeah, please inform the staff that we are very appreciative of what they have done. And I mean, it looks good. I mean, you walk in now and the way you've arranged it where the audiobooks are on the DVI, it opens it up.
It does.
You know, it looks bigger than what it was before. It's not as confined.
Mm-hmm.
You did a nice job.
And thank you. And just so you know, what will happen too, as we right now, fiction is under construction, Donna, just so you know, because right now we're trying to weed that area, that room. We are up to DeMille.
Okay. Oh,
it's an intensive job, right?
Mm. Well, some of it's easy. Some of it, you can look at it, it's musty. And it's like, oh, no, this can't be. Some of the collections, such as like DeMille, Deaver, Coben, are hard because first you got to make sure you have them all. And if you don't have them all, what do you need to keep? How are they? It's a little bit more nonfiction to me is easy to weed. You know, that if it hasn't gone, it goes. If it's not trendy, if it's not core, it goes. But fiction's hard because people like the collection. They like to read in order. So it's a little bit more thought intensive.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay.
Next. The fine free, what else? Two, and there's been a lot of excitement coming through from the government. Item number five, I'm going to be on a conference call tomorrow trying to figure out what I can write for this one. I am going to apply. The American Library Association is offering a $1.25 million emergency relief grant to libraries. They are in, you can apply for $30,000, $40,000, and $50,000. And I'm going to go for $50,000. First bullet is a 5% decrease in your budget. And I am going to use the $50,000 to offset security and ADA compliance issues that we have in our access to the doors. Because I have seen mothers with strollers, I've seen people with walkers, I've seen senior citizens stand outside the door because they can't open the doors. Yeah, we need access.
Okay. All right, so at the end of that one, you want a motion for the application.
Yeah, and the motion is how I'm going to phrase it, for the record, is I asked for it in the capital plan. It was about 5% of my budget. I am going to say that it did not get approved, and we need it because we need access. And that's how I'm going to put it. So I just want to let you know what I'm doing. Make sure it's okay by you. If you had any other suggestions you think we should go for.
No, we have to be able to let people in.
Yeah.
You know.
It's hard. And it's, you know, because then we have to run around and, you know, we see them and then we're frightened because the child and the stroll, it's just not good.
Yeah. All right. So and you need a motion to do that. Right? For the application?
Right.
Right. All right. So who wants to make the motion?
I will.
All right, Carol. Second?
Jerry.
Jerry?
Jerry. Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. Okay. All right.
So you're using it to offset what?
Security and AD, American Disabilities Act door access. We need to upgrade what we have.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on.
The next grant, and that came swiftly on its heels, came the next opportunity. The Connecticut State Library is offering, as part of the American Rescue Plan Act, a grant to library programming. It's $3,000. So if you remember, we at the end of last year, we got $29,000 and change as part of the Everybody Learns grant. So this is the sister grant. So we're only getting $3,000 because we already got $29,000. But everybody else who didn't get something the first time is getting their portion. Do you see what I mean? So it's kind of helping libraries again. I'm writing the grants concurrently. That one's due on the 30th. It is, $3,000 is going to go fast. So I'm asking, $29,000 went fast, let me tell you. So I'm asking staff, because some of the things we're thinking about, how to take it outside. So for instance, I've already bought through our furniture budget, I bought a folding table and other folding tables to replace the big heavy ones we had upstairs so they can actually bring programming outside. We may not be able to get a tent, but do they want a pushable makerspace cart or a pushable hand washing station or sit-upons? I don't know what they're looking at. If they want more plexiglass, if we open up and they think we need more plexiglass dividers, what can we do there? So that's kind of like, it's finishing that $29,000. How can we open better, either for programming or for PPEs and all the rest of it? So they're figuring out how to spend that one.
We need a motion for that.
Joanne will do it. According to what Nicole expressed, I'll move.
A second?
I'll second.
Donna, all in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Okay. All right.
And the first grant that is item number C, Everybody Learns Grant. Now that's the one we got last year that we had to spend by December. So last week, the MERV filters were installed. And so we have clean air coming through. And it's funny because I went down there, a sprinkler inspection, and I saw these boxes and I said, wait a minute, I thought they were supposed to take the boxes. So what happens, we not only have one set of installations ready, we have a second set. So the Everybody Learns grant actually paid for two filter installations. Hey. So that's great.
Nice.
The touchless water dispensers are in, and actually, so that's done. The touchless hand sanitizing sensors are still on back order, but that's okay. Painting the outside Wi-Fi console, I actually called a painter today to look at a couple things, like kind of like my punch list. Not only that, but scraping the book drop paint. I know we're going to maybe look at doing the doors, but the doors need to be done on the Elizabeth Street side and the children's side, and just kind of give me some quotes on scraping and things. They're just, if we don't get the grant, I'd like us to have the best foot forward when we do the 120th celebration, because it's time to paint those doors.
Okay.
Yeah. Very good.
Okay. What else is going? Okay, on the grants, this is the grant you received with Kathy, my predecessor, Kathy Williams, the 2017 state construction grant. So that has been on hold since the unfortunate passing of our Patty Finn. The contract ends on October 21. So this is kind of why when people say they want to meet in the building, I'm like, I got grants I got to get done. It's a little hard to move furniture too. So, and in fact, $10,000 still is remaining at the state library that has yet to be requested.
Oh,
yeah. Oh. So today, I didn't copy you. Oh no, I will get that to you. You know, I send these letters out and I copy City Hall because I'm working with City Hall on the grant part of it, but I forgot to copy you. Dorothy, I apologize. I will do that. And I sent a letter to the state to tell them, you know, what happened here in the city between COVID and Economic Development Department. So I'll get that letter out to all of you. Sorry, I am so sorry about that. and then I talked to City Hall today. I said, is there any way I can get that grant back to just see what I can finish up? I know that I'm going to have to go for RFPs on a lot of this stuff. I may spend all the money. It's going to be a lot of work to try to get that last bit done and to figure out how much is left. So that's it on that. The LOSIP, I have not been able to find documentation. I've done a lot of forensic accounting in March, and I presented what I had to the interim finance director, but I remember hearing there was $30,000 LOSIP. I don't know where it is. And I don't have proof. And there is the neighborhood assistance award that we received. And that's under nine. And I'm trying to get that going too. I'm going to take that back, see if I can finally finish some windows or stuff like that with it. So okay. There's a lot of grant money that I really want to either grab it back and finish it. There's a lot of grants that have to get done. Quickly.
Okay.
Before we lose it.
Yes. Or, you know, get a demerit. I don't want to get a demerit.
No. All right. Okay. Moving on.
Item six, treasurer report, everything else you can read. Miss Ciccarelli and I have been working on the PayPal account. We're getting closer to get that organized, either for the 120th celebration or for other fundraising ideas, a way to get that taken care of. Okay. Item under treasury reports, item C, you saw the budget printout. There is money left over in certain areas based on everything that has to get done soon. I'd like to ask to transfer $4,000 from the line item extra hours of 550011-0116 to repairs and improvements 550035-0350 for unexpected repairs and maintenance to the building. Why? Let me tell you what I know. I already know that the air conditioning still doesn't work. I know that I have a sprinkler issue that I'm going to have to repair, if not now, soon. I know that I am trying to get, I have to get, I need to repair the steps and I need to repair the sidewalks.
$4,000 is going to do all that?
I don't want to take too much. I mean, we can ask again next week, next month or whenever, but I'm trying to get as much as I can do. That should also pay whatever bills I have as well.
Okay.
I'm going to say that right now.
Motion that you transfer the money.
I'm sorry, Man, you made the motion?
Second. Yeah, I'm giving her the authority to transfer the $4,000.
All right, a second? Anybody want to second Ann's motion?
I'll second.
All right, Dan, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. When you said the sidewalk, which are you talking about, the Elizabeth Street side? The whole sidewalk?
Well, I know that there's a huge hole right by the poles.
Yeah.
I know that we have decrepit sidewalks in the front. I know we have to do, there's different areas all the way around that need to be done.
Now, is that considered our concern, or is that city's concern?
Because it's our concern. I called Public Works already, and they told me that I'd have to do that.
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense at all.
No, it doesn't.
That's city use. That's city property. Well, everything is.
Well, I do know that I can. I do know that I talked to them. I understand that they don't. They are overworked and underpaid like us. I know that they don't have the staff to do it. I mean, it's no different than the conversations they had about shoveling the stairs to Payton Field. They just don't have the bodies to do the work. And I don't think they have a concrete mixer to do it. I'd have to get a concrete mixer.
You're too kind.
Well, perhaps, but it's also, you know, after when you talk to, you know, when you talk to the board chair, the board of aldermen chair, and he tells me that's your job. I mean, I obviously got to go with what he's telling me.
Okay.
So the other thing is what I can do, Dan, is like a citizen, I can take the bill and I can walk it right down the street and say, this is what you owe me back.
Good luck with that.
Well, the other thing is we're all going to get sued.
Oh, yeah.
Because that hole, I mean, I know I play Pokemon, but somebody is going to fall into that hole.
Right.
And it will be a child.
Yep. That's right.
It is a hole.
And that's our fault, not the city's.
No, it's the city. It doesn't matter. At that point, it's buckshot. It's like everybody's going to be in that one.
Oh,
geez. Same thing happened at church. There was in front of St. Mary's, the steps. And I forget when they got sued, what happened.
It goes to everybody. I'll do the concrete. I'd rather do that than the paperwork.
Yeah.
And have someone hurt too. You're right.
Yeah.
Right. Dan, do you see anything else I can move possibly based on your vast knowledge to help do anything? I mean, that's, to me, the extra hours, the coverage hours is really where I have used the less of it. I am going to be, there's Connecticut Library Association is next month. I hope to use some of the staff development there. And I mean, everything I'm pretty good at, you know, I think we're okay. Looking at the budget. Anything else, Dan?
No.
No.
If you see something that you say, you know, how about this? Can you really need all that? I mean, I'm willing. See, because paying bills, I pay the bills, and then I'm like, okay, so we're, you know, after a while, I realize I'm getting the repair and improvements are where definitely I need to get stuff done. And I'd rather use the grant money to either piggyback on any of the American Library Association or the other things, you know, other things that I may need coming forward. I know I also have to buy 5 computers. The laptops that were donated from the school system have died.
That's okay. This is an aside, Nicole, but it's so much easier to read this budget with the larger printout and stuff.
I don't know what I did for you, Joanne.
Thank you, Nicole.
Anytime. I have no idea what I did.
All right.
I have no idea. What else can I tell you about?
All right, let's move on.
Children's apartment, young adult apartment. Nothing there. I don't have anything else. Oh, yes. Let me talk a little bit about this. Still in the money situation. So it was interesting. I don't know if any of you have had the opportunity to attend any of the tax board meetings or the Board of Aldermen meetings. The tax board has been meeting every week, if not twice a week, trying to noodle down their budget. And it came up at one point in the, well, the players are the same, so I get a little confused. Maybe it went capital plan. But, you know, we're all asking information. We know that the federal government's going to eventually come with money. What are we going to do here? What is it? And one of person finally said, I believe it was Madam Chair, had said, well, what is exactly coming down the pipe? You know, we're talking about a pickup truck today. But what's coming down the pike? Are we talking about another pickup truck tomorrow? How does that look for your departments? So she asked us all to prepare the capital planning projects we have. And I did it out for 10 years. And that is that 12-page document that I shared with you to give you an idea of what it's going to take to get everything back to snow.
I cannot.
That's not a novel.
Some of the numbers are made up. Some of them are too cheap. But I can't imagine. I would imagine this building. I would imagine City Hall. I would imagine Board of Ed and some of the other buildings would probably equal this.
It's good.
And we haven't even talked about the Sterling Opera House, and that's definitely this much.
Oh yeah,
absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so kind of things what I did, I kind of did it in priority. I kind of, you know, you have to do the roof and then you do the painting. So I did that with them, trying to get that taken care of. I just didn't know if all of you ever saw it in this way before. So I think it's a great tool as well. You know, I put it on my wall and gives me a project plan of what needs to be done, you know. It just really, I think it helps everybody in the city to have a good education about what's really is going to have to happen. You know, I talk about the exterior, I talk about RFP, the ground level. I mean, there's a lot of different things to do stuff. The original door needs to be done. I mean, then we have to do the paint.
I like the way it's done, you know, like you said, it's done in priority, but I also like to show that if it's not done this year, what it's going to cost next year and the following year, et cetera, to make people aware of what's going on. But there's things here that, you know, really have to be done. Like, you know, we talk about the mold, mm-hmm. sheetrock being replaced and things like that. We have, you know, those things have to be done.
And I think actually I was part of the cardiac problem that I came with them. I was the one that came to the capital plan and I said I need a new HVAC system, you know, $1 million later. They were very, it's shocking. And I'm like, I know, but I don't know that I'm not there with that amount of money. And I think that started the whole process of saying, okay, so we need to know what's coming down the pike, but how much is it coming down the pike? When is it coming down the pike? You know? So I think it was a great tool. It was a great exercise for me. And I really hope that we all use it, you know, when we have all the different departments here and all prioritize, because I think it's important for me to know that if I'm doing an ask, how important is it really? Mm-hmm. Compared to, I don't know, police, you know, what's mandated by the state and the federal government. My ask that big? No, it's not that big. But it's still an ask eventually.
That's what they've never done, though, in Derby.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't do that, Barbara, as on a personal level either, you know?
Well,
so I think it was a great exercise for everybody to really make assessment. Hopefully they it helps the Capital Planning Commission and it helps the tax board make some decisions.
Yeah, I was looking and I said 2032. Am I even going to be around?
Yes, that's right. I won't be here. Hope so.
Holy crow.
I know.
It's an impressive report.
An idea.
Huh? It's an impressive report.
It is.
Yeah. I'm glad. And I hope it helps you understand what you've got too. Thank you.
It's mind-boggling.
Thank you.
Yeah. I've never seen anything like this done before. Yeah. And it really should be. It's not fun to think you have to get all that money somehow every year, but things have to be done.
Yeah.
And everything costs money.
Everything costs money. Mm. Carol, did you have a question or a comment? Or are you okay?
No, I'm okay. I had my second shot today and I'm feeling it.
Oh, no.
No, forgive me. Yeah.
That's what you have, Moderna?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got it at 10 this morning and I'm really feeling it right now.
We'll make it quick then. Yeah. Time to go to bed. I think, and I will definitely get the letter that I sent to the state library. I'll send it to everybody. I apologize again. I don't know what I was thinking.
No problem.
Don't worry about it.
Are there any, you look over the capital planning and stuff like this as far as that's concerned, but does anybody have any concerns, comments, suggestions, whatever? I think the report is excellent. It gives everybody a view of what has to be done. It's like anything, it's like owning a home. There's always something that has to be done.
Absolutely.
And by prioritizing the things here, hopefully people will see that, plus the fact that, you don't do it today, it's going to cost a heck of a lot more. And it's just going to keep going up.
Yeah, it is.
And since the people have referred as the public library as the jewel building of the city, well, then let's keep it as the jewel building of the city. And work on things. So.
And talking about money, I have one last money request, one more motion. On page 5, top of the page, item number 10, local history, we have expended the preservation budget in the city's budget. So now I would ask to move to approve the purchase of supplies for the historical collection from Gaylord Brothers in the amount of $1,010.92 out of the spendable balance from the Yudkin Fund, which is the spendable balance is $3,330.
Mm-hmm. Motion?
I'll move.
Donna, second?
Anne,
all in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Any opposed?
No.
Okay. All right. You got it, Nicole.
Thank you. Thank you for your support.
Thank you for all your work.
Absolutely. Yes,
it's going to be a very busy couple. It's going to be another busy summer because I got to write the grants and I got to spend all the money.
Spending the money will be easy.
I don't know if you've already saw, it came through at about lunchtime that there is reporting already of how much the federal government is giving distressed cities across the country. There's a lot of money coming still.
Oh, good.
I hope so. And I hope everything is used wisely. That's all.
Yeah.
We got some extra, let's go, overboard. Does anybody else have anything? I don't have anything for an executive session.
No.
Anything else? All right, so then can we have a motion to adjourn? You want to stay, huh?
I'll motion, Carol.
Carol needs to go to bed.
Carol, take it. Second?
Who's second?
Somebody second.
I'll second.
All right. All in favor? Bye. Carol, take care.
The recording has ended today at 7:16 p.m.